deadly coordinated attacks in Indonesia's capital city, Jakarta, have been claimed by ISIS. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What began with a bombing yesterday ended in a massive gunfight and a standoff. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says there were two unsettling things about this assault. First, it was an attempt to mimic the Paris attacks. And second,
it wasn't that some foreign terrorist group was perpetrating this. This was done by Indonesians.
Fear opens doors for private conversation. And this is why FMI-supported evangelists won't be silenced.
When the Christians are willing to engage in dialogue with their Muslim neighbors, fantastic things happen. People come to faith in Jesus Christ.
As you pray for healing in Indonesia, also be praying for Haiti with Love's burn clinic. See, nurses are helping to save lives and to rehabilitate burn patients back to health for Haiti's Eva de Heart.
Burns can get very expensive, and we don't allow them to pay anything. They are told that Jesus paid the price for their healing a long time ago.
For Haiti with Love includes a food pantry to keep the patients healthy, but their concentration goes outside the clinic, too. Every year, they host a Christmas party, supplying toys and clothes to the poorest of the poor, all donated by For Haiti sponsors.
This year was really special because we got a copy of the Jesus film, children's version in Haitian Creole. The kids were very impressed.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.